Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Los Angeles city leaders taking new steps to try to calm things following days of protests against ICE roundups.
LA's mayor denying this is a citywide crisis, but imposing a curfew overnight for parts of downtown from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. The curfew expected to last for several days. The mayor saying Monday night alone, 23 businesses were looted with damages in the millions.
ABC's Lana Moise. There were protests in other cities as well, including New York, Chicago, Atlanta, Boston. Health Secretary Robert Kennedy firing all 17 members of the CDC's advisory panel on immunizations. Former CDC acting director Dr. Richard Besser calls it a continuation of the utter destruction of the agency. Elon Musk pulling back his recent comments about President Trump on X, saying he has regrets about what he put up. 3 days of national mourning underway in Austria following the school shooting that left 9 students and 1 teacher dead. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Governor Tony Evers announces a tourism hat trick in Wisconsin with the third record-breaking year in a row. Melissa Kay reports.
Wisconsin Department of Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers said the state's tourism industry brought in a record-high $25.8 billion in total economic impact in 2024. This surpassed the previous year's record of $25 billion. This year's tourism hat trick includes a record-breaking amount of state and local revenue, a record-breaking 114.4 million visitors, and a record-high economic impact for tourism. The industry grew 2.2% from last year, supporting 182,000 part-time and full-time jobs across sectors in 2024.
In Nowisco, Door County saw a $31.4 million, or over 5%, increase in total economic activity over 2023. Some great movies have been filmed here in Wisconsin, but a tax credit could bring more. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
A bill to provide a film tax credit in Wisconsin and establish a state film office has moved out of a Senate committee. Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers says the state has lost out on a lot of opportunities because productions don't want to film in the state due to a lack of film credit. Sayers says the department has heard from plenty of producers that they'd like to film in Wisconsin, and now is the time to get the bill made into law. The bill would allow companies to apply for a 30% credit equal to cost of salary or wages for Wisconsin residents working on productions. It's now ready for a vote by the full Senate.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Packers minicamp continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Day two of the Packers minicamp, GM Brian Gutekunst spoke to reporters on the practice field, saying although the team held firm on their offer to Jaire Alexander, the two sides met in person on Sunday before the decision to release him.
Well, I think we wanted to give it as much time as, again, he's a really good player. And, you know, I think as he came in, had really good conversations with him on Sunday, and I just kind of felt this was always best.
Baseball, the Brewers and Braves series wrapping up today. The crew with a 4-1 win last night over Atlanta, thanks to home runs by Jake Bowers and Jackson Churio on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Churio into center, well struck. It is back and it is gone.
Manager Pat Murphy.
A lot of good performances. Great to see Churio. William Contreras was great on both ends. Bowers hit the big homer.
In golf, Peyton Albers of Wanakee, the winner of the Division I Boys State High School Golf Tournament. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, are low in the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and quite a bit cooler with a few scattered showers, are high tomorrow in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now it's 64.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Pat Kreitlow, Trigvi Olsen join us for a Wednesday roundtable, along with Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area for his new take on Governor Evers. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Your host, John Mino, is at the doctor today. He's just getting this thing whole wrapped up with this whole skin cancer thing, you know. And
right.
So after you got that, and it's all fine. You go in for those body scans?
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
I have.
Like, they put those big goggles on, and the doctor's eyes are, like, big because they look at your...
Right, they got to check out everything.
Did you, when you had your body scan done to look at skin cancer, did you request, like, a female or male to make any difference to you?
No, that doesn't bother me.
I'm trying to, I had this conversation with my sister this morning.
I had one with, yeah.
And I'm just wondering, because John said I don't care.
He did.
But I wonder how he's going to respond on both levels.
Well,
right? I mean, to have a woman look at you that closely.
And, you know,
right?
They really look at you. I mean, they look at every part of your body, like, super close. Because if they can detect it now, it's going to save you a fortune down the road financially. But it's also could, you know.
Save your life.
It could.
I mean, yeah.
Especially if, you know.
But here's the thing. Like, they're a doctor, and they've seen it all. Yeah,
but you're not. She's a female. I didn't know. Todd and I were talking. I said, look, if they asked me, look, do you want a male or a female to examine your body for an hour close up, like an inch away? I would prefer the male. Mm. And John's like, I don't care. And I think when he gets in there, he's going to care.
I mean, the doctor that delivered both my children was a male. So,
yeah,
I mean, and that's more intense
it's close.
Than
yeah.
a body
for a guy, though. For a guy, that's probably as close to that. I mean,
they're right.
Just the embarrassment and oh my god! And
so
at that point, it's like whatever.
I just hope they send in some really good looking girl, and he'll be like, I think I changed my mind. So we'll see. Anyway, so that's
somebody
that's
like Loretta Swit from MASH or something, right?
Just and really get. Oh man, that's gonna be funny. Anyway, so we'll get that full report tomorrow.
Hi, Mr. Mino.
Right. I know you. I listened to you when
that's
I was.
Right. That's right.
They'll send in some nice, really good-looking young woman. I used to listen to you when I was a little kid. You don't make him feel old, and then he's going to try to act like muscular. And anyway, that's going to be funny. So
wish tomorrow, him all the best.
I am. We do. Yes. He'll be fine, I think.
Yeah.
But it's just that I think it's great that healthcare is great in this community. I mean, we're so fortunate. But, you know, to do that and then say, look, we want to look just to make sure you're good for the next 10 years. So that's what he's got going on today. So
yeah, I have to do it. My dad had melanoma, so... I'm at a higher risk.
So what, every 5-10 years, how often do you guys got to go in there?
They say every year just to do, not a full, like, they just do like a quick body check.
Okay.
But
is there anywhere that they don't look?
Like, no.
They pull your toes apart and look in there and stuff too, right?
Oh, yeah. No, they don't mess around.
No. And that's what we're trying to explain that to John because he hasn't had that done before. I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll get the full report tomorrow. Anyway, welcome everybody. Yes, Johnny's out today. Shannon Cohen is in. She's co-hosted before. And thank you for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you for having me back.
It's nice and early. What the weather, super easy to get here today, right? I mean.
See, what I noticed is, so I normally go into work around, 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
The people at like 5:30 are not messing around. They're on a mission and they are cruising.
Serious? Oh, you mean driving? Serious walkers too? They got to get their walk in. You know, they're walking. They're not strolling. They're like, you know, looking at their little watch.
Yeah, I mean, I don't drive slow, but I was like, geez.
That's a good observation, actually, because I think you're right. Early morning people.
They're not well, lounging.
Yeah. I was like, ooh, I kind of got up a little later than I wanted. So I was kind of like had to move.
Everybody was going somewhere.
Yeah.
They weren't strolling, right? They were like Sunday driving.
They were on a mission.
Yeah. I think that's, I can't believe the timing. You know, we've been doing this. It's going to be 2 years in 2 weeks. The timing on this, like now, obviously the buses, like the trains, you know, they run on time, but other people, you'll see this car at this intersection at this time. I mean, people are, like you said, they're scheduled at this time of the morning. Nobody is just out for a drive.
Little do people know, I have like friends that they don't know we're friends, but I'm like, hey, I see that person every morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was a lady that, she walks across the street. She walked a little slow, though. I thought, like, hurry up. But anyway.
Is that the one you almost hit and then she yelled at you?
She did. She yelled at me. And
good.
But not really. No. Just. You're right. So it's two intersections like an L, right? And I'm waiting. And she was walking slow, I thought. And I kind of maybe, I didn't get that close to her. But, you know, I pulled up to the intersection and she was walking and I'm waiting. And so then I parked and I got in my car and she was walking. She was, you almost hit me. I'm like, look, if I wanted to hit you, I would have.
Jim.
I did. And she goes, I was in the crosswalk. I said, I saw that. Anyway, that was the only, in 2 years, that's the only, was that the only conflict? You want to talk about conflicts in the morning? We'll get Mino in here. Every morning comes in. Almost went at this guy. It's like, okay, John.
Well, ironically, so do you. It's so funny because nobody's here in the morning when they show up. Mm-hmm. This one goes off about that. This one goes off about that. Oh. Then they come to go together and go off about something else together.
Each other.
It's quite a show.
But we're ready to go. I will say, no coffee. We need our coffee.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought the morning is beautiful this morning.
Yeah.
This is like the weather's perfect here. I don't even know where we're at.
I was a little chilly, not going to lie.
It's
maybe I'm a wimp.
I think it's warmer today than it has been in the morning.
No doubt.
I think.
And we're going to hit we could hit 80 today.
I love it.
I know, me too. So
take
I've got to come back here at 2 because I'm doing my recording for my Sunday show. So other than that, I got a pretty free day today. So.
Well,
anyway,
wonderful.
It's going to be good. Yes. So 58 in Green Bay. A little cooler here. 63 in Appleton. That's awesome. 64 in Oshkosh.
All right, Oshkosh.
And like we said, you know, today, high near 80. So get out there today because I just heard the weather.
But put on some sunscreen.
Yep. But yes, especially you people prone to skin cancer like me.
Well.
Now, I don't know if I am or not, but I love the sun. You know that.
Yes, I do.
Anyway, tomorrow is not as nice. It's like 60s.
Oh, well.
So enjoy today.
Yeah.
And at 10 o'clock today, just to remind people, if you were listening yesterday, they're having a, in Bellevue, they have like a garden. That's not a garden. It's more like an orchard. How to plant an orchard in your yard.
Oh, where's that
at? I'll look it up at the break.
That sounds amazing.
It is. So I'm going to go out there at 10 o'clock and check that out because I might put an orchard in at my house.
Awesome. Are you going to bring us, what, apples, pears?
Apples, pears, cherries. This stuff grows in Green Bay.
Like, I have a cherry tree.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, that's Door. Yeah,
but I'm not in Door County.
But I think pears. Is it? I don't know. There's like four or five trees that grow in Green Bay, which I think is really cool. They actually bear fruit and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna take a look at that. I might do that at my house. Might.
I think you should.
I'm kicking that around. So anyway, what else is going on today? Welcome to you though. I'm glad you're here. You've got.
Thank you.
You were telling me. I was asking you what you're doing with your kids. For the summer, because you have two great kids, third grade. And,
oh, yeah.
But they were out of school, and boom, you put them in summer school the next day?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
They actually really want...
How about summer?
No, they wanted to do it. See, here's the thing. Like, summer school now is actually fun. Like, when I was in summer school, it was school. Like, you actually...
At the desk?
Yeah. So, my daughter, she has... It's four classes. So, she's doing painting, cooking...
Oh,
soccer and scrapbooking. How cool is that?
But, okay, but you put her in the day after school let out.
Well, no, they got out on a Thursday and it started on Monday.
Oh, wow. Okay, the weekend's there anyway, so it's one day.
But they wanted to.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's different.
Because it's so much fun. My son's doing wrestling. What else? He's got like a Here We Grow, so they're like planting and learning about growing. It's super fun now these days, and they have so many options that it's.
So I'm an advocate for year round school. No. You guys, people just, that scares people. It's the same. No. Year-round school is the same amount of days as the school we have now. The only reason we're off of school in the summer is because of farming. Nobody farms anymore. But
there are farmers.
But it's not like everybody does. That's what I mean. Right. I didn't mean nobody. True. Everybody said no. I know. Right. Hey, I was just breakfast at the farm. Love farmers. Sorry, I didn't mean it like that. Just the really, really good people.
Wow.
Farm. No, just the really, really good people farm. But our school is traditionally off because of that, and that is not the main industry anymore. So there's schools that go on. It's 6 weeks on, 2 weeks off, and the month of July off. Oh. It's the same 180 days that you go right now in your traditional thing. Many, many studies will show you that, and I'm going to get somebody on here to talk about this. Many studies will show you that the students do better academically because it's not like this learning curve when you get back in September to get started again. And the summers, and the other thing, can be really cool for vacations, you know. July, everybody's on vacation, but I mean, you take that 6 weeks on, 2 weeks off, those 2 weeks you can go places and there's not a million people there, you know, skiing or, you know, trying to go do something.
Yeah.
So this is how long I've been at this thing. My daughter was in fourth grade. Okay. And Don and I went before the school board and said, look, we had some friends in Atlanta that said, you've got to take a look at this year-round school. This stuff really works for our kids and we love it. It works for our lifestyle. And so we went to the school board, made us look, we're the Schmitz. We have a fourth grader and we really advocate for year-round school, give them some stuff. Still hasn't happened and she's 32 now. So I think we need to look at that. I do. I think there's a lot of, education.
You could sway me.
Well, education is so important. You know, we build new buildings. I voted for the referendums. But at the end of the day, you want the students to do well.
Right.
I like the building, but I'm more concerned about what's going on inside the building. And I just think that should be an option. I don't think we should change our school. You know, we got 20,000 kids in K-12 just here in Green Bay. I don't think we should change the whole thing, but I think that would be a really cool option.
I like it.
6 weeks on, 2 weeks off, the month of July you're off. And okay. I would tell you, somebody needs to study this smarter than me, but there's a lot of data that shows that can benefit the student.
You know what that would take away? So I noticed, it's getting to the end of the year and everyone's all excited. They're like, oh, it's almost summer, summer break. And you get kind of excited. And then I'm like, oh, I still have to go to work. I don't get summer break.
Like you do to your kids? You're sending them to school the next day? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, no. And it's only a half day.
Well, okay. Here's the deal.
That also impact, though? I mean, think about places like Wisconsin Dells and Door County. Does taking those vacation time away for the summer affect businesses that rely on summer?
Oh, probably. But I think, in all honesty, I think people, when it comes to vacations like that, they do it. People just do it.
That's a good question. I want to say that this survey that was done was not just parents. They talked to the YMCAs. They talk to, you know, sports. They get banned, that kind of stuff. And it seemed like everybody was on board to try it. And I don't know why we didn't try it. But anyway,
new. People don't like new. People don't like change.
True. Everybody wants change, but nobody wants to be part of it.
Exactly.
I live that. Anyway, yeah, I'm glad you're here. This is going to be fun today. Did you see the lineup? It's awesome. We got...
Yeah.
These guys that are coming in, you know, this month is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month, okay? Mm-hmm. So you work on your husband and my wife's working on me. But this is, we got to be concerned about men's mental health. And the two guys coming in, these guys are awesome. They've been on before, DeLorean Walls and Jason Wright. They're brothers helping brothers. So this is...
That's awesome.
Great guys helping other great guys to kind of, really get with the program and help reduce your stress. We got this, was it Saya? What's Maldano, right?
No.
Sai. Local fighter. You seen that guy? He's unbelievable.
No, I'm intrigued.
Like, he's a Golden Gloves guy, I think.
Yes. Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah. And then John Kramer, of course, is coming in with the headlines with the Press Times and Ryan Hobson with the Green Bay Blizzard. Do you go to those games?
We do.
Yeah.
So much fun.
That is a lot of fun. And then we're going to get a little, you know, this big, here in Green Bay, the coal piles, which has been challenged for 60 years, is going to get relocated. And Pat Evans is going to come in and talk about how that whole thing went down at the county board.
Fantastic.
I know. It's going to be great. So, anyway, it'll be fun. We got Shannon Cohen in house. We will be right back. This is Shannon and the Mayor.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Summer.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Every regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pin in the left field Loge bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder, courtesy of Miller Lite and Leinenkugel's.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Mine on the Mayor with Shannon Cohen sitting in, who has done this before. And thank you for being here. This is great to have you because I know you and like you. And we'll have some fun here today with this. So today we're just touching on your kids got out of school on Thursday. You gave them the whole day of Friday off, and then you put them back in summer school on Monday.
This was their choice.
But I think that's pretty cool. And we were talking about maybe... it scares people when you say a year-round school. They're like, oh, I don't want that. Well, it's not. They should rename that. They should rebrand that as flexible calendar year schooling or something like that.
That sounds a little more better.
Right, and it would be. And anyway, but we got a text. My man, Michael, said it would have a massive impact on tourism in Door County. I don't know why. You're still off the whole month of July, and then when they have their 2 weeks off, they may go to Door County.
But if your 2 weeks off are in October or December.
It's 6 and 2. It's year round. So you got 6 weeks of school, 2 weeks off. 6 weeks of school, 2 weeks off. 6 weeks.
Yeah, but think about that, Jim. Door County has no tourism in the winter.
Yeah, this would help.
No, it would not.
You don't think people go up there?
No. I don't.
We'd have to put them in the survey.
Yes.
All right.
I agree.
I think the labor thing you're talking about now, that may have an effect on that. You know, because they need college kids to do the, but right. But these aren't college kids. I don't even think these are high school kids. My proposal was K-12. It was K-8. But anyway, all right. Well, we'll figure that out. That's for somebody, like I said, smarter than me, which doesn't take much.
Oh.
So here we are today. We have some birthday. Oh, no, today. You know what today is?
Yeah.
German Chocolate Cake Day.
Did you know it's not actually German? Do you know why it's called German Chocolate Cake?
I do, because we've actually talked about this on the show.
That's what I was thinking, but, you know.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Is it because his last name is German?
It is.
Thank you.
Really?
And not, like, yeah, so his name is Sam German.
Yep.
And he was a creator of a specific chocolate at the Baker's Chocolate
Company. I know it's a chocolate that makes it German chocolate cake.
I love German chocolate cake.
But the chocolate is not, like, sweet chocolate. It's like chocolate.
Yeah.
Donna just made that because we were at a birthday party on Saturday. Actually, it was my birthday, but it was my friend's 65th birthday, so he got all the attention. Anyway, that's what he wanted, so she made him a German chocolate cake. And I don't like chocolate, so, but.
Well, that's weird.
I know. Nope. At Easter, that stuff sits on the table. I don't eat any of that. I don't like chocolate.
Okay, but Jim.
Put nachos out there. They'd be gone. They'd be gone. I guess we did talk about that, Todd. So what was his name? What German?
Sam.
Sam German. German. Huh. That's weird that it got so much notoriety. I think they would have called like Sam's chocolate cake or something. You know, like German would label it.
That's cool.
No, it's not. All right. Well, anyway, corn on the cob day. Can't go wrong with that.
Right.
That's cool. Of course, it's a little early for that. Why would they have that now? They should have that in like August.
No, this is the perfect time.
No, there's no corn right now.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's like corn on the cob signifies like summer barbecues.
Okay. You can have it brat day.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Ding, ding.
I don't know. It's two against one this morning. I got to get going here. All right. I'll figure something. Corn on the cob day. Yeah, you can celebrate it, but you can't have it like because it's not there. Those stands aren't set up right now. They're set up like in August, right? That's when you have all the
corn. Yeah, but you're thinking about Wisconsin. I mean, there's parts of the United States. There's other parts of the world.
That's right. I live in my own world. That is true. Okay. That is why it's corn on the cob day throughout the country. And that's the way we should look at that. Okay. I got it.
Right.
So some birthdays today.
Yeah.
I know two of these four people. So Shia LaBeouf, who I don't know.
Shia. LaBeouf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's a great actor.
He?
Yeah. Yes.
His name's Shia?
Yeah.
Did he get picked on as a kid in the playground?
Maybe. Now he just... He had lots of money. He was fine.
What did he do?
Even Stevens. It was a TV show, the movie Holes. And I apologize. I know he's been in a lot more grown-up shows, but I only know the kid ones.
All right.
Transformers.
There you go. Yeah.
Thank you.
Intern, you know who this guy is? Okay.
Oh.
All right.
He's my age, so of course I know.
Of course, Jim knows this guy.
Oh, I do. Dr. Oz.
He's weird.
He's
a loser.
Completely. He's a media hound. And run for Senate, I was like, come on. But he came awfully close to winning. Very close.
That's because he's on TV and people are like, hey, I know him.
And that's what it was. But yeah, he is a total self-promoter. Although he got a pretty good gig with the... Trump administration.
Oh.
So he's in there. Hugh Laurie.
Laurie.
Who's he?
House. Dr. House.
Huge actor. Dr. House on Fox
that.
For like nine seasons.
Yeah.
He's done some others. Correct.
He was Jasper in the 101 Dalmatian movie.
Yep.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, Jim.
Okay. This next guy I know. I actually got a picture with him. I'll find that at the break. Joe Montana, 69.
Go Joe.
Would you think he's 69?
I thought he was older, but.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, he was a quarterback a very, very long time ago when I was young, so I thought he was old then. So I apologize.
Speaking of quarterbacks, I think your buddy signing with the Steelers.
And he's married.
Yeah, he's married.
What?
I know. Did it say, was it? Guy, girl, what did they say?
No, they didn't say. Okay. A lot of the comments were just like, oh, did he marry himself? But
right, yeah.
I'm very intrigued. I think he's a very good-looking man.
Yeah.
And he's kind of weird, but I like him. So I'm intrigued.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah. What? Why?
Why are you intrigued by a diva?
Maybe that's my type. I don't know.
As she's sitting with Jim in the studio.
In his peach shirt.
I could wear it. No, thank you for...
Who wants to move Corn Cob Day to a different day
and change the school system. And it's only 6:29.
And we got a text. Let's finish off Jim's strong start with some world's worst trivia, Brian.
I'm in.
I can do that too.
Yeah, we can.
All right, Brian, you might be onto something there. All right. All right, we got a great show coming up here. Stick around. This is Shannon the Mayor. We'll be right back.
You are here to stay. This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The budget battle continues. So far, the Joint Finance Committee hasn't gotten to the most contentious points of the budget plan: tax cuts and education spending. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Democratic State Senator Kelda Royce emphasized that education is their main priority.
Things that we've heard over and over for years are what our taxpayers and voters in every corner of the state want funded, namely our kids' education, not just public K-12, although that's important, but also childcare, early childhood education, also the universities of Wisconsin and public higher education. Now, Republicans have made it clear that tax cuts benefiting the wealthiest are their top priority, both here and in Washington, D.C.
Meanwhile, Republicans had other priorities in the Tuesday meeting of the Joint Finance Committee, including food inspection and safety. Co-chair, Republican State Senator Howard Markline.
In the Division of Animal Health, we're going to be adding three positions in that part of DADCAP. Concern there is that disease outbreaks are becoming more frequent, and we want to be prepared in the event of an outbreak.
Lawmakers also approved money for youth apprenticeship programs, workforce training grants, and for the Wisconsin Historical Society, which is building a new museum on the Capitol Square. Republicans say they're still on schedule to finish the budget by the end of the month. That's the deadline to get it all done and signed, or spending levels for municipalities, schools, and programs will remain the same. But even once they're done, the governor has the power to veto the budget or use Wisconsin's unique line item veto like he's done before. The Joint Finance Committee meets again tomorrow. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, are low in the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and quite a bit cooler with a few scattered showers, are high tomorrow in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now it's 64.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show.
This week, I'm flipping the script on Nightlight's own Pete Schwabba.
I'm very uncomfortable with this.
It's going to be so good.
Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS.
The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right? You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it's a new way to teach kids math. Maybe Greg and I will learn how to add. Also, Rich Smith from the 6th Street Theater will be here. Join us.
Matinair on Air.
Summer. All right, don't forget, later on this morning after 7 o'clock, your chance to play our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. How'd you like to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets? How'd you like to win $100 cash? Or maybe a trip to the Wisconsin Dells area for vacation or Door County? It could be yours. Later on this morning after 7 o'clock, we'll give you a keyword. Get that Civic Media app right now for your chance to play along and win. Now back to John Mino, who's not here this morning, but Shannon Cohen is. It's Shannon and the Mayor with Jim Schmidt.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Shannon, this is great you're here. And that contest Todd was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So you can win these Brewer tickets, club seats, awesome seats. You know, have you been to, you guys go to Brewer games?
Baseball's really not our thing.
Oh. It doesn't have to be. That is such a great stadium, and it's great for kids. Okay, great for kids. The food's good.
Yeah.
The lines, there's not lines. It's just that I love that stadium. We went there quite a bit with our kids, but once in a while, I haven't been there lately. That's a good contest. So people should stick around. You can win that. Those are great for $100, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But then you're in for the grand prize, and that's like a vacation in the Dells, which is fun, right?
I love the Dells.
Everybody's been to the Dells. Or Door County.
Or Door County.
Those are two, like, great, great places in Wisconsin.
Yeah, so, anyway, absolutely.
Hey, we're talking during the break. You're Miss Mom.
Oh,
you chaperone the kids.
I do.
In fourth grade, I've done that. I think every parent has done that if they had a fourth grader, because that's, like, part of what you do. To the Capitol.
Every kid
goes to the Capitol in fourth grade, and you see the badger. And did you guys see the governor? Did he kind of pop his head out?
No.
Okay.
It was my birthday.
Oh, that's cool.
The day we went. So that was super exciting.
All right.
We went to the Capitol, went to the zoo down there.
Yep.
The Henry.
Free.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was great. We did the state Capitol, the tour, the rotunda, the assembly, the Senate, the hearing room, Supreme Court. We got to do the observation deck. That was great. The kids were actually really intrigued.
Yeah, that's a good tour. And that thing looks so much like the Capitol. I mean, that's just a cool building.
The problem
with Madison is it's growing, right? I mean, that's one of probably the nicest, but it's one of the best places to live in Wisconsin, because it's got the academics, it's got, you know, great jobs, great incomes. But the housing is tough because you can't build anything taller than the Capitol.
Oh.
And people are like, you know, so... The developers would love to do that. That will never happen, but they would love to do away with that, so you could put up some much taller buildings.
Right.
But they have some really nice development around the Capitol, some great condos, some. But it's expensive there. But I think they're growing, and Madison has a lot going for it right now.
Right.
It's just a great economics are strong there. Obviously, the institution, the government is, you know, besides the Capitol, they got, you know, of course, the university, which is what, 36,000 kids. So. So how was it? I mean, tour was good? Everybody was good?
It was great.
Were the kids good?
The kids were actually very intrigued, more than I thought they would be. Although we had a little mishap on the way home. Just got outside of Madison, and our bus broke down.
Really?
We had three buses for the school, and our bus was in the front, and one of the teachers in the other bus messaged our teacher and said, "Hey, your bus is smoking." And she's like, "Haha, very funny." They're like, "No, seriously, your bus is smoking." We had to pull over at some gas station. Sure enough, oil was going everywhere. Our bus was not moving. We had 39 people on our bus. So it was us and all the kids just kind of hanging out on the side of a gas station.
Oh, yeah, they had to evacuate the bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, we weren't taking that home.
Right. Were they freaked out, the kids, or were they, like, cool?
No, they actually thought it was very amusing.
Yeah.
They thought it was great. They were playing football in the grass next to the gas station. Thankfully, there was a bus terminal about 17 miles from where we were.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a new bus. And
Saved the day.
It was great.
Everybody applauded when the bus showed up, the new one?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And it was a lot nicer, so the kids were very excited. The bathroom was...
working?
Yeah.
Nice.
They thought that was the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah.
Like, Mom, there's a bathroom on the bus. And I was like, okay, that's awesome.
Because people use this for the Brewers game, and they drink all the way there. No, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That worked out. That's nice that they had that reciprocal thing that you weren't there, that they just called a different bus.
Right.
I don't know if it was the same bus company or
what. Yeah, because... people were kind of panicking, and they're like, "Oh, okay, well, let's get on the other two buses." And they're like, "There's 11 spots open, and there's 39 of us."
Yeah.
So only took an hour. Like I said, the kids thought it was a great experience. The gas station got a ton of business that day from all of us, and it was
right buying all their all that healthy food.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Well, it's vacation. They can do that. That's cool. All right. But so I had to teach yesterday. Speaking of school, kids. And I didn't even tell you this, Todd. So I had to teach yesterday, and I send out an announcement, you know, 2 days before, Mr. Schmidt, we're going to meet this room and just read this chapter before you get to school, and we're going to talk about this, and that. So I wrote on there, and I said, you know, we'll be meeting in room, I teach in the College of Business, and I put the wrong room number on. And the room number I put on was the women's bathroom, which was right across the hall. And so I got there, and it's like, and the lady's like, are you Professor Schmidt? I said, yeah. She goes, you had the wrong room number on the syllabus. I'm like, what do you mean I had the wrong room number? She goes, you put the women's bathroom. I said, well, do you want to meet there? I said,
Jim.
But I said, right across the hall is our room, 322, and I put, I don't know, 324 or something like that. So I'm in there, and there was some students missing. And I thought, were they online? So I went online, and but it's not. Sometimes you have those blended classes.
Oh, yeah,
Kids can come in. But I don't like, I'd much rather teach in person. And they told me this is an in-person class. And there are some students missing. So they came to school. They went and saw the dean after. Not right away, like after the class was over. They went in the bathroom, and they're like, well, this can't be the right room. So they left. Wouldn't you, and I'm going to talk to them about this. I'm going to tell them that, you know, the smarter people ask questions. Wouldn't you have gone and said, look, I got this syllabus from Mr. Schmidt. He said the room's 324. I went there, and it's a women's bathroom. And then somebody would have looked it up.
Right.
But they left.
Yeah.
No, so here's what I would have done, Jim. I would have went to the office.
You would have done it right.
I would have lit that place up. What? I would have been like, Professor Jim says, right?
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
But yeah, I wouldn't have, well.
I wouldn't have
left. I wouldn't have left.
No.
I would definitely be all over social media telling the world about it.
I don't need that today. But we're going to talk about, it was my fault.
Mistakes happen.
It was a right building, you know, right church, wrong pew type thing. But anyway. So we'll talk about that. We're going to learn from that, that you don't, something like that happens, you don't leave. You start asking questions and you figure it out and become a leader. And
you could play it off as like you did it on purpose to see how they would all respond, right?
Aha. You guys aren't in high school anymore. You're in college.
Yes.
And in college, things are different. And I set up a little scenario and two of you failed because you went home.
And then you can say, I'm very disappointed in you.
How could you do that? Stand up in front of the class and explain why you chickened out on this deal.
Well, it just kind of blows my mind because college, you pay for that.
Yes.
So did you just be like, well, I'm out.
And I do want to say the students, and you know, one of them's right across the other side of the glass, one of our interns here, are there to learn.
Well, yeah.
It's not like some of us maybe went to school that
were
like.
You choose to be there.
Yeah, you want to go there. They want to learn. They want to get out of school. They want to learn something. Maybe those of us, maybe there's somebody who went to a liberal arts school that wasn't as interested in school. And they're not like that. They are there. They want to learn. And some of the companies, and God bless you, companies who are paying for those students to go there, if they get an A, they get 100% reimbursement. If they get a B, 75%, and a C,
50%. Oh, that's nice.
That's an incentive. But I don't, when they come to me and that's their reason to me to give them a higher grade, it's like, no.
Oh, yeah. No, not a chance.
That ain't going to work. But they know that going in, and it's pretty laid out. This is how you get an A in this class, and it's not that hard. You just got to keep up and do your homework and be nice to me. So they're not have to be nice to me. They just have to be good students. So anyway, but yeah, that's Tuesday mornings for 3 hours. And so I got to write those kids tonight and say, hey, look, where were you? And get caught up because I don't want you to fall behind because once you do, it could be trouble. So anyway, all right, so today, again, I just want to say that we have coming up right after this, DeLorean Walls and Jason Wright. And this is important. I mean, we joke about, you know, men's mental health, but this is a serious thing. And we're going to talk about, you know, everybody talks about their physical health. There's all these magazines and these great-looking guys and muscles and all these contests for muscle. But it's really your mental health that you got to focus on, too.
Yeah.
It's very stressful. And people talk about, you know, suicide and it happens like people in their 60s, which is like...
That's awful.
Well, I think... I don't know. We'll ask them. They know more than I do. But what I've read about that is they feel like, you know, they just haven't made it, you know? But that's all relative, right?
Yeah.
I mean, got some numbers that I thought were kind of interesting and actually a little sad.
Right.
500,000 men per year take their life.
That's wow.
That's 41,000 a month, 9,400 per week, 1,300 per day, 56 men an hour. Stop. So it's almost one a minute. And can I speak on this a little bit?
Please. Wow. I had no idea.
I'm going to be very open and honest, and I'm only doing it because, and Jim, you know me, I'm not very open on the air unless I'm ripping on you and John. I've been struggling really bad for several weeks. And here's what bothers me about it. When I say to somebody, hey, I'm kind of at the end of my rope, right? I'm really struggling, the anxiety and all that. I have not had, everybody except maybe one or two has said to me, take a deep breath, you'll get through this.
Oh. Are you reaching out?
I've tried. And I will. I'll be fine. But
well, now when I'm people, concerned
but
about
here's
you.
The thing. Well, don't be. Listen, you should be concerned about me more other days than today. But you can't do that to somebody.
No.
I'm not going to breathe and get through this because I breathe and get through most days in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. That's dismissal.
Right.
That's looking at somebody who's typically very strong in life. And who handles a lot of issues on a daily basis, who's really just sitting there going, I'm kind of at the end. I need you to back off. I need to get away from this for a while. So if somebody says, you know, I'm really struggling, take a moment.
Right.
And listen. If nothing else, listen. But please don't say, you know, just take a deep breath. You'll get through this.
Right.
Well, really? Thanks.
Or write it off. No, really, Todd, that's... you just giving me those statistics make me look a little bit different.
It's scary.
I would maybe make a joke about it, which I apologize if I did that, and I probably did. But when 56 men take their lives, you know,
right?
That's crazy. I mean, that's just so if they are asking for help, yeah, we got to get a little bit more serious about
that.
Here's
the thing.
There's help out there. I want to say, and I'm sure these guys are going to tell us there is help out there, and I know there is.
If someone can actually say it, I mean. It takes a lot for someone to ask for help these days.
Especially me.
So
I'm not somebody who asks anybody for help. I try to do it all.
Somebody is openly saying it, like, you need to be like, whoa, okay, what do we got to do? And help that person out.
Or don't take it
Spotted
as
cow.
Hey, there you go.
Give me some of that.
Or, yeah, it's more than a bad day. I mean, you're in a... Could be in a dark place, but
right.
All right, and we'll talk about that. Well, Todd, I'm sorry to hear that. But you're going on vacation. I think that helps. I don't know anything about this, but I would say that I think that might help.
I'm looking very much.
I know
forward
you are.
To it.
God.
And not only is he going on vacation, he's not like going on vacation and going to garden or do something. He's actually going to experience stuff he likes, and that's some American history, right?
Ooh.
Hoping to, yeah, Gettysburg.
That would
be a lot of fun.
Nice.
Right. Ghost hunting.
Stop.
Yeah, it's his thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be so intrigued, but I'd be terrified.
Scared?
Yeah.
But I love that stuff.
That will help. That maybe not be everything, but that's a good step in the right direction.
I'll be honest.
No, I feel
and
really
Jim,
bad.
Jim, you know I love you, but getting away from you and John,
yeah, that could
huge.
Be
huge.
That could
You're
be the ticket.
You're going to miss them.
Yeah, he's going to be like, I thought Todd was supposed to be back today. Yeah, I don't know, man.
That's
no one's heard from
saying,
him.
Just breathe, you'll get through it.
Sure. Right. All right. Well, we'll work on that together. All right, we're going to be right back to Shannon the Mayor. You're listening to Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 WGBW, and, of course, 98.3 FM WISS.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
One night they blew up the mess hall. Another night they hit the motor pool and tried to blow up all the trucks. They set charges around the guard tower at least once. It didn't seem like they had one specific target, really. They just wanted to destroy and kill anybody they could. There was one night we're up in the tower firing, and I saw a B-40 rocket heading towards us. I could see the sparks trailing. I was firing in that direction and thinking, okay, I'm dead. There are three of us up there firing, and I expected all of us to be killed. We kept firing, and nothing happened. The next day, we did an inspection, and there's that rocket embedded in the sandbags below us. It could have taken off the top of the bunker and killed us like nothing. They were that powerful. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Maris Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info at WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
Brewers baseball on WISS is brought to you by Addison Jones Realty, Zeroni's Macaroni Pizza Pub, Green Thumb Organics, and Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty. Catch Brewers baseball all season long on WISS. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It's time for Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
And direct from the WISS studios, it's me, Todd, and also New Wisco News Bureau Chief Lisa Hale. I always want to call you News Director. Right, but I'm not News Director. That belongs to Charlie. She can have that position. I don't want it. Thank you very much. Once a week, we're going to be joining forces and speaking with Karen Schneider, who's the publisher of the Oshkosh Herald. And we actually were waiting in the studio for Karen this morning and realized that we needed to call Karen. Karen, thanks for putting up with us this morning.
Good morning, Todd and Lisa. How are you?
We're doing just fine. How are you doing?
You know, I'm not bad. Not bad this morning.
I do want to take a couple of moments to introduce listeners to the Herald who may not know. And I will say this, as a journalist who's been in newspaper, who's been in magazine, who's been in TV, and who's been in radio, I hold the Herald up as one of the journalistic milestones to compare oneself to. You guys do a fantastic job covering everything that is Oshkosh. So thank you for joining us today.
Oh, well, thank you, Lisa. That's so nice to hear. you know, we have to support each other, right? And we know it's not a job that is appreciated as much as it should be these days. So I thank you for your kind words.
Well, and you're right. We in the old days, there was a lot of competition. And now there's so few of us out here. We kind of shared the news gathering and all that kind of stuff. Can you tell us a little bit about the Oshkosh Herald as far as how long it's been around and a little bit about how people, if they're not getting it, how they might be able to get it?
Sure. So the Oshkosh Herald launched in January of 2018 as a bulk mailed newspaper to the majority of homes and businesses in the Oshkosh area school district. So that really is our content coverage as well, is the Oshkosh area school district geographical boundaries. So we're trying to be uber local and that's the area we concentrate on. We do go, we're mailed to about 92% of the household here in the school district. But people can also subscribe to have it delivered to their mailbox by giving our office a call or going on to our website at OshkoshHerald.com. You can subscribe online or give us a call at 920-385-4512. So that, but you can also read us online at OshkoshHerald.com. And if you missed any past issues or anything along those lines, you can find those issues at our website as well.
Now, the Oshkosh Herald, or your group of newspapers, I do appreciate that you're very local for Oshkosh, but you also have a newspaper just a little bit north of us in Neenah, correct?
We do. So the Neenah News is coming up on its third anniversary. We launched that in, it's already 3 years old. We launched it in February of 2022. And then in August of 2023, we changed the delivery model from a subscription-only model to every door delivery. So up north in 54956, every home in that zip code receives the Neenah News on Friday.
I hate to tell you this, Karen, but as you get older, time flies faster and faster and faster. That's what's going on.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. So it's almost 2 years since we've been every door delivery.
What day of the week does it come out?
Neenah is a Friday product. So it goes to the post office on Thursday and hopefully makes everybody's mailboxes on Friday.
Perfect.
And what is the Oshkosh publication day?
That is a Wednesday.
Perfect. So that's awesome. So as as people are getting started with their day today and they get the Oshkosh Herald out of the mailbox, what can they expect from the Oshkosh Herald this week?
So we have some really interesting news, and some of them have been ongoing, and others are one of those things where, you know, and I'm sure you and Lisa can relate to this, it used to be on local news. We stress the importance of knowing what's going on in your own backyard and not really looking at what's going on at the high level, state, national level, because it took a while to reach us.
Right.
But with this new administration, decisions that are being made are kind of hitting us like a ton of bricks, and we don't have that luxury of a lapse of time before we feel those effects. So the first one we have to talk about is the 7th Avenue flooding. And this has been going on since last September when a new box culvert was installed underneath the road between Iowa and Michigan. And homes on 7th Avenue started experiencing flooding, and they had never experienced flooding in the past. So it's a mystery on what is causing the flooding. The city has already spent $132,000 for a report by Bramble America's Engineering Solutions trying to find out why, where it's coming from. Is the culvert leaking and so forth? That did not answer the questions. And now it's before the council that the next step is to spend $100,000 to continue that investigation and determine the source of the water.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of a mystery going on here right now. At the end of the last Common Council, also towards the end of the conversation, they were talking about perhaps we should take this into closed session because there are claims being filed against the city because of the flooding.
So
I would anticipate we'll see them go into closed session.
Oh, wow. So that's going to be probably your number one story in the newspaper today when I pick it up out of the mailbox. And I am looking forward to
Well, for any of us in Oshkosh, flooding is an issue.
Yes.
And so we want to talk about, we got about a minute left. Give us a good news story to pass along this morning, Karen.
All right. So what I would say is the public library is starting their summer reading program. And I encourage everyone to get out there and participate in it. It's a million minute program. They hope to document 1 million minutes being read by participants at the Oshkosh Public Library. And there will be 1 million minute celebration party held in August to celebrate that once they reach that. And I just came from my Kiwanis group and heard that the participation is way higher than they anticipated. So let's make them really work hard for it and get more people in the doors.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Karen. We will talk to you again next week, and we'll be more prepared for you. How's that sound?
And I know where to go next week.
Karen Schneider with the Oshkosh Herald. Thanks so much for being on our Valley Focus.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Curfew in effect for a mile square area of downtown Los Angeles following days of protests against ICE raids in restaurants, businesses, and at immigration hearings where migrants who show up for regular check-ins are being rounded up. ABC's Jim Ryan with more on another place that's happening.
In San Antonio, agents on Tuesday escorted migrants walking out of their scheduled immigration hearings onto a bus and led them away. Protester Kat Yaraka notes that the ICE officials covered their faces and removed their ID badges.
If you didn't know you were doing wrong, you wouldn't be wearing a mask. You wouldn't have taken off your name tag. You'd be proud of the work you were doing.
The group escorted onto a bus Tuesday included several men, a woman, and a child. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
President Trump is warning against any protests at the big military parade in Washington, D.C. this weekend. It's being held to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the founding of the U.S. Army and just happens to fall on the president's 79th birthday. This is ABC News.